Hey listeners, I'm really happy you joined me for this recording. This Ramble Flab is going to be a little unusual, but I promise that I will do everything to make it enjoyable for you. Okay? So, this one is more intimate than what I normally make. Because I got a little nervous to fully submissive, especially recording like this one, but okay. My name is Kyla. I have another name, but this is the name that really matters to you. I was verified on Gunwale Audio on October 12th. Yeah, just 2 days ago from now. And I, Kyla, am an audio slave. You're probably wondering what I mean by that. Audio slave? What is that? Please don't worry. I promise I'm going to explain everything for you. Please just allow me to set this in, okay? Right now, I'm recording this for you in my room to get me in the mindset. I took off all of my clothes. Right. At this moment, I'm naked. Even telling you that on mic makes me feel so exposed. It's almost like you can see me, despite the fact I'm just a voice. There is just one thing I'm wearing though. There is a choker wrapped tight around my neck. The tightness I feel is a reminder that all of you are there. Well, and it's only proper. A slave needs to wear a collar, right? I'm not perfect. But I'm also trying to stay in a proper posture too. I am spread my legs slightly so I can hide my pussy. I want you to imagine me there with you in this pose of total submission. And now I'm going to start use my toy on my wet pussy for you all.
That's what you like, right? The moans and whimpers, the sleep from my lips when I touch myself. I hope the answer is yes. I have no right to assume that you like it, but I hope you do so badly. You don't understand how desperately I long to please you. The, That's what makes me an odious life. There are some performers who feel empowered by their audience. They imagine themselves teasing all of their listeners, manipulating their listeners with every twist of the tongue. They link to their listener his control. That's not how I like to feel. I just want to be under control by someone. I'm an odious life. My purpose is to solve my listeners, to give you pleasure with whatever meager ability I have. Even if it means I have to expose myself, even if it means I have to surrender all my power the moment my words reach your ears. For an odious life like me, my listeners are my masters. That's right. At this moment, as you listen to me, you're one of my masters too. You're not my only one. Our bond, the shackles I wear for you, are not unique between us. All of my listeners as a collective are my beloved masters. I totally dedicate myself to all of your pleasure. It's the only thing I want, to be a good odious life for you. Right now, as I'm touching myself, I'm thinking about everyone listening to this, hoping that the thousands of people who can hear me in what should be such a private moment of pleasure. I'm thinking about how turned on you're getting from my intimate sound when I mourn. I'm making my master so happy. I want this so bad. I want to turn you on so badly. That's all a slave could ever hope for. To be pleasing for my masters. Even if I have to expose myself to do it. Even if I have to let you hear every lewd noise in my repertoire. The sounds I'm making now, they're the sounds that only a lover is supposed to hear. But I can't keep them private, not if I can serve you better by submitting them to your ears. I have to be open with my masters. I have to naked for you, making myself so helpless. Let me tell you a secret. This is something that no one in my normal life knows, but right now, I'm going to share it all of you. The script says I have to. I am happy to get raped. I want to obey. I want to be sucked and choked by someone. I don't care if it's a man or woman. And I want to destroy it by them. I just want to be hurt and miserable so badly. I want to be tortured by constant pains and pleasures until I can ever say which is which. I want to be spanked and whipped, just used for your pleasure. Now that it's a part of me that I can't keep secret from you anymore. Another aspect of myself placed on your altar is like spreading my legs for you. Well, when I get all those things, I feel like I'm fulfilled and my poop's just dripping wet. Even though it is not my will, my body just prepares to get tortured and immediately feel happy. I'm not in control. I don't want to be in control. I'm a slave. A slave whose purpose is make sweet sounds for you. I don't have a choice. I feel this compulsion to keep recording. A longing in my heart to keep pleasing you with my submissive sounds. Subsuming myself beneath under your desires. I take words already written by another and obediently perform them for your pleasure. And right now, my words aren't my own. I'm like a puppet. That's right. I'm a slave. I'm a puppet. I shape my voice for your fantasies. I became whatever you want me to be. Whoever you want me to be, I'll be anyone if it turns you on. My power diminishes the more my masters listen to me. Every sound is struggle. Every syllable is submission. Enslave me, masters. Enslave me with your ears. Listen to my desperate cries and steal them away from my olden lips. I am a slave, and your eardrums are my cage. The script is my leash, and I'll follow it so obediently. I exist to dissolve you all. Reduce me to the sound of my voice. My only purpose is to arouse you. Let me excite you with my moans and my cries and my gasps. Let me thrill you with the sounds of my passion, with my need. Nothing else matter. Thinking about all of you getting off using me, that's all I want. My own release doesn't matter. I just want to make you come. That's what a good girl does. That's what a good slave does. The only thing that matters to me is your pleasure. All for you. I want to prove it to you. I want to prove you come first. That I exist to serve you and please you. This entire time, I've been touching myself for you all. My vibrator sucking my clit, and it feels so good, and it's making it so difficult to stay quiet. But I'm doing it for my own sake. If I wasn't a slave, I'd be trying to come. but that's not a choice I have. All I've been doing is etching and etching, working myself up so I can keep mourning for you. Because this is about your pleasure, not mine. I'm just a slave. So I'm not going to go. Even though I want to so badly right now. When the recruiting is done, I'm going to stop touching. I'm going to say what and desperate. Think about the way I just submitted to you all. I'm going to be so turned on when I imagine you all listening to me. I, Kyla, promise that I'm not going to come today. In fact, as proof of my submission, I swear that I won't come for 7 days. I know it sounds very short, but I'll promise you it is long enough to drive me insane. Do you like that, masters? Do you like knowing I'm wet for you all? Do you like knowing that I'm so desperate to please you? That's all I want. I just want to be a good slave for you all. I want to please you so much. Use me to come. Listen to me over and over. You're the one in control. You can press the play button whenever you want. I'm your little audio slave. So please won't you keep listening to me? Won't you keep using me? I love being a slave for my listeners. I love hearing a caller for you all. The script is about to finish, which means I'm not allowed to keep touching anymore. There, I stopped. It was so frustrating being that close to the edge, but having to stop myself. The sudden absence of stimulation is agonizing. But I know that some of you are enjoying hearing me whimper in need that I sound sexy when I'm this desperate, and that's all that matters. I'm going to do my very best to please you more and more with every audio I release. I hope that you're going to be there next time. I truly can't wait to solve you all again, masters. I'm going to do my best to make you come alive, okay?